My name is David Robinson. I'm the director of engineering here in Shanghai, China, for the information management team. We are part of the overall information management and machine learning within cloud and enterprise computing within Microsoft itself. So very happy you're all here. I think we've got a really good couple days worth of talks set up for you. And I thought I'd kick things off a little bit and talking a little bit about where in Microsoft we're thinking about going with APIs and our interfaces. One thing I was thinking about when I was putting together this talk was to think about how things have changed over the years. One thing I've noticed in the computer science industry and high tech in general is that some things start many, many years ago with really important ideas, but it takes often many decades for those ideas to actually come to fruition. A simple example is in the computer hardware industry, most of the great techniques and skills that were necessary to get microprocessors through the 90s and the 2000s to get Intel and all the other competition where they are today, most of those techniques were created back in the 1970s by Seymour Cray. It just takes sometimes decades for the ideas and the concepts and the technology to catch up with the richness of those ideas. So in looking at what we're thinking about in terms of connected APIs or linked systems, this picture here in this quote comes from Tim Berners-Lee back in 1989. This was before he had even coined the phrase World Wide Web. So the key thing he's talking about here is a system to be able to describe information through diagrams and circles and arrows, which is very common in how we think about things today. And the key thing also here was, as I highlighted, was the ability to find information, sometimes without knowing what you're looking for. So connected APIs and connected information graphs, the things that we're working on today, we're only now just finally being able to fully realize how to pull a lot of these things together. And what I think is really important is that this has taken 20 years to kind of get where we are today, and we're making significant progress getting there. So I think it's important to some of the talks that are going to come up later today to talk a little bit about what is happening in that system. So if we look at kind of the evolution of linked systems, and I'll go over these four main things. But the evolution probably in the last 20 years started out with Tim Berners-Lee and the World Wide Web. Then we moved forward into REST APIs, graphed APIs, and now what I'm talking about is connected APIs. So if we talk a little bit about where things came from, in the early World Wide Web, we had hypermedia, which was just a simple set of connected links. It was a way to represent the relationships between one entity and another entity in terms of how you do things. It's typically, at that time, was designed mostly for document tracking systems. It was designed for human consumption. How do I organize my data in a way so that my friends and the people that I work with can figure out how to get my information? If you look back at Tim Berners-Lee's original paper, it was all about CERN, this scientific research for physics, which created tremendous amounts of data, tremendous amount of documents from people who came and went, and nobody could keep track of anything. So the idea of creating a web or a set of links or hypermedia to pull all this data together was something which was pretty novel at the time in terms of how they put together. That worked forward towards the development of HTML. The first initial browsers such as Mosaic were developed out of that kind of work. But at that time, it was about simple things like linking of HTML, images, CSS. And the target audience for this work were things like browsers, in order to walk and to manipulate it, as well as portals. Remember the days of Yahoo and MSN where you would have large collections of links. You'd go to this single portal and link everything together. This was before Google even existed. So this was how we talked about linking in the early days of the World Wide Web. But over time, we discovered it's much more important than just having human do things. There's a certain limit to how much you can browse, and anybody do the classic days of surfing the web where you spend hours and hours just looking for things and browsing around. And this is a little bit of what Google tried to solve, and why Google became very popular and did very well, was it was a way to try to put a front end to try to search on this. But what's also important is not that the humans are just reading it. Now we have applications and things that want to process the data. So as the data was originally structured for humans, now we want machines and single function applications to try to go out and get the data themselves. In the old days, somebody would go to a web page and they would go through and read the HTML and they would scrape off all the information to try to figure out how to process it. And actually today, that's what Bing and Google and other search engines still do. But it's a very, very inefficient way for people to try to process and manipulate that information. So what ended up getting created were REST APIs. It's a way to represent the data in a structured way so that applications and single functions can go through and pull out that data using URLs in a nice, structured, machine-manageable way to do it. So it's still shifted away from things like HTTP to resources and entities. We still maintain the concept of linkage, so we're able to be able to go through and walk through the namespace and be able to walk through the REST data model that exists within a REST API. But one thing that was lost is we lost this fundamental concept of an external linkage. So if I go into a REST API and I want to go access a particular piece of data or sets of data, I can walk through and discover different entities within that space, but I can't actually go through and find stuff outside of spaces. So REST APIs were a powerful transition from human-centered to machine and app-centered world going forward. But as we continue to go forward, we need to get that linkage that we lost, that ability to pull things together. And this is where Graph APIs started getting involved. A Graph API is a subset of the REST APIs, which has got really well-connected sets of resources. So now we have switched from simple linkage to being things where we have nodes and edge points and graphs. Now it's designed for apps that are multifunction, so they do more than one thing. So now it's not just about looking up, how do I get a hold of my mailbox? I now have identity, I have files, I have various different components and various different things that I want to be able to, in my application, pull together. So the applications have, again, evolved, gotten more sophisticated, gotten more knowledge by able to use this multifunction capability going forward. So you can see the evolution is continuing to get to more and more complexity as we build better and better systems to allow these things to get pulled together. So as we go forward, so what is a connected API? So now we have companies like Alibaba or Microsoft or Facebook or other big, large companies who often have many, many, many APIs in order to do a lot of things. Microsoft, for example, cloud is a core part of our company of things we're going to do forward. So we're moving all of our services and all of our core things that were on-premises applications, such as mailboxes in Exchange or Active Directory, we're moving them into our Azure cloud service. And as we do it, we're taking all of those classic APIs that we need to write applications to be able to process and manage that data and moving it all into the cloud. So now the applications now have to deal with these multiple graphs to kind of pull all these things together. But the trouble in the classic sorts of sense is if I move my Exchange API or my Active Directory API or my OneDrive API into the cloud, now the developer has this burden of figuring how to pull all these things together and how to bridge those gaps and to pull everything together. The concept of a connected API is to try to integrate those disjoint sets of graphs into a single connected interface. This makes the developer's job much, much more easy, much, much more efficient, and it's much easier to try to figure out how to manage and manipulate those things going forward. So to try to talk about this a little bit more, so let me do a little bit of talking about the evolution. So going back to what I was just talking about, how are things changing over time? How are things getting better? So if we start out and we look at a single hypermedia API, this is a classic simple model that we have, and I'm using Active Directory as an example here. We have a few resources. So here we have a group and we have a user. We have some useful linkage. So if I'm a user, I can say I'm a member of a group or a group has a set of members. There are users, so I have a boss, so my manager is there, people who are managed by me. So it's a simple set of linkage, and an application can do a pretty good job of managing and using this information. So if you're just putting together a simple contacts list, something like Active Directory, that API, is more than sufficient and it works pretty well. But over time, things get a little bit more complicated than that. So as we go forward, now we start adding more hypermedia internet, more resources get created. So here's an example. We've taken our existing Active Directory, and we've augmented it with Exchange, which is our mail store. So not only do we have users groups, now we have messages. We have the user who sent the message. We have events that are organized by the users, and we have files. Now, what you notice here is that with these two separate graphs that I built up and these two separate API sets that I've got, we now start to have duplication. So now I have a user in Active Directory and I have a user in Exchange. But there isn't any linkage between the two. Conceptually, they're pretty much the same. Generally, from a schema perspective and how things are built, they're probably very, very close. But if I'm a developer, and I'm in exchange, and I want to not just look at the user who sent my message, say Bob Smith sent this particular message. I want to know something about Bob. What group does he belong to? Who was his manager? How are things getting done? That linkage is missing right there. So for an application, it can go through and do its lookup in Exchange, talk to Active Directory. It can pull these things together. It can create that linkage and construct those gaps that are missing going forward. But as we go forward, companies like Microsoft, we start building many, many, many hypermedia APIs. So now we go to tens to hundreds of APIs that are being created. So here's another example where we've added in OneDrive. So not only do users Exchange have users and users have groups, but they also have files and folders and manipulation between these things. Now, each of these APIs themselves is self-contained. It works. It's very useful. And each one is properly modeled correctly and is able to be constructed and moved that one. But again, the problem is that as we grow to tens, if not hundreds, of these different APIs, how does the developer pull all this stuff together? Now they have to maintain multiple connections to multiple different APIs and multiple different ways of pulling it together. Also, the user now has to pay a lot of attention to reading lots of documentation to understand, is this user the same as that user? Is there any differences? Do I need to change formats? Are there fields that are missing? Things that I need to do to try to reconcile the differences between the two. So as we go forward, it gets, I got a duplicate slide there. So the manually bridging of APIs is that difficult thing going forward. So now if we go into the connected API world, now we have the idea of trying to get rid of that duplication. How do we actually create these cross API hypermedia links? So now in this example, we've taken this concept of a user, which existed both within Active Directory as well as Exchange and OneDrive, and we pulled it all together as a single part and a single linkage across these things. Likewise, a file if something gets done. So now we have a way to be able to manage and manipulate and to move through these various different API sets in a single unified connected way of doing it. It also allows developers to have much better discoverability. So now, as we walk through the various namespaces, we can make that linkage in terms of, is this becoming a user manages to a message and sent by, can be associated with the groups within a group and various different pieces that are getting pulled together. So again, this is that important thing to try to pull it together. So to try to take it to the next level and ask the question about, what are the things that we can do with a connected API? So a connected API, now we can ask new questions and new things. So if we look at the example we had before, if I have a query now that says, I want to find all of the people on my team who've edited over 100 documents. Now, in this particular example, with the disconnected or the simple APIs that we had before, we'd have to do some pretty complex processing and pretty complex querying to try to pull this together. But using technology such as OData and all the various pieces that we have now, this new connected set of APIs allows us to be able to just simply walk through the namespace and actually be able to iterate that this is a message and the user's manager and the manager's how many documents that they have and how many folders they have. We can just construct a URL and a query that simply go through it. Other examples are, for example, show me what day of the week my manager schedules most meetings on. And again, if you look back at the API we have, you can see that we have this linkage here where I can link through users to the drives that they have, the folders that they have, who's contained, who modified them. I can even link in the messages that they potentially had associated with it. So again, this linkage is super important and super valuable from a developer's perspective to be able to pull this information together. The last example I had here was, you know, get me the authors of documents that have been attached to greater than 10 emails. So again, this is that complex joining of information by utilizing those new linkage and things that are there. So connected APIs are this new way of doing things. Now, if we go back to my original theme about what was happening back in Tim Berners-Lee's day, the ideas that he had of graphs and links and circles and pulling things together creates a smooth transition, and it was so far ahead of what we had at the time. He was just simply trying to figure out what is an organizational structures. But over time, as we've built up these different sets of APIs, these connected APIs are now new ways of trying to pull this information together for you as a developer to figure out how to better establish and pull things together. So the question is, again, from our perspective, how is Microsoft connecting these APIs? So a key thing from a developer using these APIs is having a consistent, easy to manage in a model. But the challenge also is not just how to use it, but how do we build these things? So in the short term, we have to do some amount of automation that we can do, but also some manual effort. So for example, in the previous one, we were talking about a user. A user in Exchange may not be exactly the same as a user in OneDrive and may not be exactly the same as a user in AAD. So there are some manual efforts that we need to do to be able to try to bridge and to put this linkage together. So this is the sort of things we're doing. But what we do is as we develop better type systems and better tooling and pull it together, we do expect in the long term to be able to try to pull these things together to allow people to create fully automated systems. So if somebody adds a new API into your enterprise space or into your set of services that you're building, that we can automatically start saying, oh, this user, this strongly typed user is the same user over here in Active Directory and Exchange, and to create that linkage and pull all the various pieces together. So automation, again, is enabled by doing that standardization. So things like OData and simple, standard, easy guidelines to try to pull this stuff together is important. So again, the past and the present, connectedness is important. It really is the fundamental of how we manage and manipulate and show data. So that's how we, data of itself, just tables of data or just collections of data, the value is not in the data itself. The value is being able to connect things up, find the relationships, find how things are interrelated, you know, to extract added value out of the data itself. But the connected also is important from a developer perspective. So if I have a rich set of data, but as a set of developers, you have a very, very difficult time pulling that data out, then that's going to limit our ability to actually enhance services and capabilities for our customers. So again, shifting the burden away from the developer, put it onto the back end, create a simple set of APIs to make it very easy to drive forward. And again, as I said in my last slide, trying to automate this connectedness is really important for us. So technologies and standards like OData, when you have a consistent set of APIs, a consistent set of patterns and ways of representing the data, how to do queries, how to create that linkage by using something like OData, and if the industry as a standard rallies behind that one, then it becomes this interesting new thing that can happen. So when I talked about all these connected APIs so far, it's mostly been about what has Microsoft done internally? What can Alibaba do internally in terms of pulling these APIs together? There's no reason that once the industry doesn't rallies around things such as OData, that we now can't start creating some of these external linkages. It gets a little bit more complicated because now we have to manage types and relationships across organizations, and standardization is always a challenge. But the future is to be able to not just have linkages within our large services such as Azure, but linkages across the industry so that you as a developer can start making these relationships and exploiting these relationships and exploiting these connections without having to go through and get into all the details of everybody's simple protocols and managing different API sets and things going forward. So that's why Microsoft sees this as a very strong way to move forward, and we hope that the industry is going to go this way. This is still in its early stages. I think you're just now seeing from Microsoft some of the stuff that's happening in the last year in terms of where we're going. We hope that conferences like this can help rally people to adopt some of this technology and the standards so that we can move forward on that one. So in the context of that, I want to actually point out a few different talks and things that are going on in the next couple days. We have some people from the O365 team. They've got a nice new rich set of APIs that are graph structured that makes it very easy to be able to walk through and to understand the relationships. It's a good example of how the power of a connected APIs and using graph technology can pull things together. So I encourage you to go talk to or go listen to that talk set there. We have multiple sessions on OData. OData, again, is that fundamental standardization that allows us to pull various different pieces together. OData is, at times, it's got some very simple things. There's some really nice patterns and ways that we can do, and it's important to figure out and understand how you can leverage it and allow other people to leverage your technology using OData. Like O365, the Exchange protocols are also ones that have been a lot of enhancement over the last year or two in terms of how things get done. And you can also, when you want, thinking about connecting and linkaging, things like mail, calendar, and contacts, which is another talk that we have tomorrow. Again, nice, good, strong ways to kind of see how these connected APIs and how things can get pulled together. So that's the key thing that I want to put together for the day. I want to kind of set the tone. I think one of the next talks is the O365 talk, is to think about how, as developers and how building these systems together, think beyond just a single point-wise application. Think about how you can take your RESTful APIs, extend it up and make them fully blown connected APIs, enable your developers and you as developers be able to leverage this technology to exploit that connectedness. So that's the key point that I have for today. I want to thank you in terms of coming here. There's a couple days of really good talks. Please engage, ask lots of questions. So I'll open up if anybody has any questions or comments. We've got a couple minutes left. Well, thank you, everybody.
好，谢谢 David 给我们带来这么精彩的。